Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Minnesota State Fair, our broadcast booth here at WCCO. Denny, along with Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. I can't believe that it's been a year. It seemed like you and your kids were here about 2 months ago.
Well, we were here 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. That's right, because it was back to the future.
Back to the 50s.
Back to the future. Back to the 50s. How have you been?
Great. Yeah, good. I had last week off, and I just want to thank the guys back at the shop for doing an awesome job. They had a great week, so it goes to show that I don't have to be there.
Is there a easily replaced? Is that what you're saying?
That's okay.
Is this the time of year that it becomes, you know, getting ready for fall, or do they get their vehicles ready? Kids going back to college, et cetera.
I think right now there's a lot of the, you know, parents want to make sure their children are safe and ready to, you know, for whether to travel to college and whether it's further out in the state or across the country. But we do see a lot of that. You know, I bought a new vehicle. I'm handing my vehicle down. We make sure it's safe for my child to take it off to college, or can they make one more year off the college, or, you know, that type of scenario. I think the fall stuff, you know, the weather's cooling down, we'll start to see a little more of that. And, you know, by all means, don't, you know, you don't have to do it yet, obviously, but once the leaves start to turn, we need to make sure that our cars are ready for the next season.
Absolutely. If you have any kind of a car care question, whether it be here at the fair or at home, 651-989-9226. And that's the same number for the text message, 651-989-9226. We've already receiving some text messages here at the fair, 651-989-9226. What else is going on this time of year for folks? I was thinking people, again, maybe kids going back to college and they need a vehicle to travel, whether it's in the five-state area, across country. When they buy that or about to buy that used car, you and Dan always say, get it checked out first.
Yeah, it's a really good idea to have any used vehicle, even if it's from one of the major dealerships in town, to have it looked over. You know, I mean, another fresh set of eyes. It's a big investment on your behalf, for yourself or for your child, to have somebody, you know, kick the tires, for say, get it up in the air, just get another look. You know, you don't want to have to spend a significant amount of your money and have a vehicle that's going to need a expensive repair. Or what I like to say is, if you're going to have the car looked over, at least it gives you a little more information where the car sits, so when you go back to purchase it, you got a little bargaining tool.
Yeah, very good. Good idea. 651-989-9226. Nick is filling in, as he does from time to time, for Dan. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. We had a text that came in a bit ago. It says, I have a 2011 Acadia. It needs a new alternator. Is that something someone with limited knowledge can replace themselves? And what kind of a cost is that if they have it done by a professional? I know things are very variables as far as cost, but that's got to be a tough job, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, my best advice for people that want to attempt to repair their own vehicle, by all means, you should. I mean, if you have the basic tool set to do it, make sure you have the correct tools, because more and more vehicles require specialty tools. So do a little research, look online, do your homework, check with the parts store, see if it's something you're capable of taking on. I will share, though, however, if it's above your ability, be careful. You don't want to make a larger mess for yourself. Before you know it, you have a car halfway taken apart, you've broken a bolt or stripped something out. Now you need to have it towed, had whatever you have done undone, and then have it repaired, which can become very costly. So always caution. I love the fact that people want to work on their own cars. I think it's a great idea. I think more people should, to some extent, but as cars evolve here, they become a little more complicated.
Well, you know, you can open the hood of any late model vehicles, and if there's room to, a lot of it, it's covered up, right? In the engine compartment is like totally covered.
The aesthetics are important. People, you know,
I guess.
We had a car in here last week, and I can't remember what it was 100% here, but we couldn't find the battery. This is what we do every day. We've been, you know, I've done this for over 20 years, and it took us about 20 minutes to find the battery. And, you know, man, if, you know, those spaces are tighter. There's more and more things inside of a vehicle, more computers, more modules, more cameras, more of everything. And so every little nook and cranny has something jammed into it. It was underneath the rear side, the back seat.
Back seat.
Yeah, which they used to do, but, you know, here we're doing it again.
How about that? How long did it take you to figure that out?
It was about 15, 20 minutes. I felt like, you know, I need to regroup here.
You were humbled.
Yeah, oh, for sure. That happens every day.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do it. I was going to ask you a question about, I know we've asked Dan, your partner, about oil changes. Now, personally, how often, I assume you use a synthetic, I assume.
I've used Mobil 1. I always have. I go 5,000 miles. I've never had an issue. It's never low on oil. That's my experience.
What about a filter? How different? I mean, if you buy an expensive oil filter, is that going to be better necessarily?
You know, it's hard. I would say yes. I mean, like with most things in life, if you spend a little more money, you end up with better quality. I think that goes true for oil and filter. But for some reason, we have it stuck in our heads that we need to find the absolute cheapest oil change. And I think it's a really bad practice. We see a lot of newer vehicles with timing chains with those extended oil change intervals, that those chains end up stretched because of lack of lubrication, creating a very expensive repair. So the one thing you can get from this is do your oil change on a regular basis. The owner's manual is a good guide. The manufacturer's a good guide, but you might find you're doing a little bit sooner than they recommend based on our climate and our road conditions.
And, you know, it's really amazing. I know we have to take a break. And by the way, we welcome your phone calls or text messages here at the fair. 651-989-9226. If you have any kind of a car care question, you want to talk to the expert. Or send a text, same number, 651-989-9226. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll come back broadcasting live here at the WCC Broadcast Center at the Minnesota State Fair, where the temperature reading in the Twin Cities on a beautiful weekend. Right now it's 63 degrees. We'll be back. Broadcasting live from the Minnesota State Fair. If you have any kind of a car care question, you want to ask that question either by phone or by text. Nick Stoffel is an ASC certified technician you will find often, almost every day, I think, at Lloyd's Automotive. Tell folks where you guys are. You're not far from here now, are you?
No, not at all. Closer here than we are when we're at the studio. We're on the right side of the river now.
Okay.
Careful with that.
All right, be careful.
Yeah, we're 982 Grand Avenue here in St. Paul. Our phone number, if you ever need to get a hold of us, is 651-228-1316. And if you're in front of your computer or your laptop or whatever it might be, we're at lloydsautomotive.net.
Excellent. All right, I'm going to put you back to work here. We have callers. We have texters. 651-989-9226. That number applies to both the telephone and the text number, 651-989-9226. Keep in mind that Nick will be here only till about 7:45, so if you have a question, don't wait. Send it in or call it in as soon as you can. Let's go to the phones, Nick. Joe, I believe, is calling from iSandy with a question. Joe, you're on with Nick.
Yes, I've got an 06 Town car. The AC went out a while back. I had it fixed. The guy replaced the pressure line, and now it's doing the same thing. Obviously, there's something else going on. Is there any particular part that's prone on those?
Well, usually the part that most worries me would be the condenser, which is out on the front of the vehicle. That takes all the wind, all the rain, all the snow, you know, you name it. It hits the front of that condenser. The best advice is to, you know, take it back to the person who did the repair, have them make sure it's low. If it is low in refrigerant, refill it again and add some dye. And in short order, you need to operate it and run it, and then they can take a tracer light and look for that dye to figure out where the source of the leak is. If it is still full and it's not a leak, it's not low, there's likely an electrical issue, which is not turning that compressor on. So number one, he checks to see if it's low in refrigerant. If it is, he refills it with a dye. If it is not low, he needs to check for a power source to that compressor and kind of work that circuit, you know, from the compressor on back. Is there a relay? Is there a switch, a sensor, something that's not allowing that compressor to turn on? So those are his two directions to go in. You know, it's a little bit older vehicle, so it's, you know, my best guess would be that that's probably that condenser leaking, but somebody should take a look before you start replacing parts.
All right, very good. Thank you, Joe, for the call. 651-989-9226. Mike is calling from St. Paul, I believe, with a question. Go ahead, Mike. We're listening.
Yeah, see, I got a 2016 Chevy Cruze, and I'm just wondering, I got 45,000 miles on it, and do I have to change the the fluid for the heat and stuff like that.
So, as cars have evolved, the service intervals on the fluids have changed. The fluids have become much better. The systems are made much better. If you look in your owner's manual, they'll give you a scheduled maintenance. Typically, the coolant on most newer vehicles, 80 to 100,000 miles, your vehicle, that's a guideline. You know, I think at 45,000, you're probably early for sure. You probably have some time. But to have somebody check it, you know, we're getting to that part of the year where, you know, let's make sure there's no contamination. Let's make sure the protection level's where it needs to be. Make sure the fluid is full. And that goes not just for the coolant, but, you know, the power steering fluid, brake fluid, transmission, and then obviously your regular engine oil. I think it's a really good idea. It helps keep those systems working properly if they're maintained properly.
All right, very good. 651-989-9226. You can use that number to send a text if you like some folks have already done. Here's an interesting question. How often should the spare tire be replaced? I don't think we've ever had that question before.
You know, I don't know if I've had that question. I don't know if we ever have. So I've done it I've worked at the shop my whole adult life, and we've never replaced one other than some sort of failure. Checking the pressure, obviously, is a good idea. You know, try to have that done anytime your oil change is done to make sure it does have air in the event that you need it. You know, they don't get the abuse like the ones on the car. You know, they don't go through all the salt. They don't get all that stuff. They don't dry out like they do. I would say, though, if you have the vehicle and you're looking at the tire to check the air pressure and it is starting to get some dry cracking in it and it's starting to look like it might be unsafe, I would look into replacing it. Even if you bought a used one, you know, from a salvage yard, that'll be sufficient, obviously. But I don't think it's something you need to worry too much about.
You know, we talk from time to time, folks have called in or sent a text about the pressure on other tires. They say, well, I've got an alert that one of my tires is low, and the sensor, that everything is fine. And then we realize
spare tire.
It's a spare tire. They all have, or maybe they all don't have, but most or many do have a sensor in the spare as well.
More and more of the cars that still have a spare tire, which is another thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Some cars don't have them, and, you know, my opinion on that, too, is if you have a flat tire, get to a safe place first. Even if, you know, I tell my wife, you're on the side of the highway, keep going to an off-ramp, it's not worth it. The tire is already ruined. If the tire were flat at 70 miles an hour, it's ruined. So get to a safe place first. And if you're comfortable lifting the vehicle up to take the tire off, do that. Otherwise, call someone that is. So don't hurt yourself.
For sure. I know we have to take a break. I want to get another text in here before we run out of time. Nick will be with us for about another 15 minutes or so. Let's see. Good morning. It says we have a 2012 Dodge Durango that misfires, and then the check engine light will come on. When this first started 1.5 years ago, we had new plugs put in. It still misfired. Earlier this month, we took it to the dealer. The fault code scan were, I'll give you 2096, and then another number, three different numbers. The dealer replaced the oxygen sensor. The vehicle is still misfiring. Any ideas?
So, you know, from time to time, obviously we see those scenarios. You have to really slow down, you know, maybe take some live data when that actual vehicle is misfiring. You know, take a scan tool that can record that information and figure out which element is missing. You know, you start talking about oxygen sensors, which is an input to the computer. If the cars have gotten so complex that they're looking at all these inputs to make sure they're right where they need to be to make the car run perfectly. And we don't live in a perfect world. And when one of these, you know, a bad spark plug, I know they were new, or a coil, or another input, like they said, oxygen sensors, can skew the computer, and we have a misfire. So you need to run it with the scan tool, record the information, look at that information, try to determine the source of the issue.
But it's doable, though.
Absolutely. It just takes a little time and patience, but yeah, definitely doable.
Hang on, Nick. We'll take our usual bottom of the hour break. Kind of a cloudy day, 63, but a nice one. Very comfortable to head to the Minnesota State Fair. We're in the midst of our car care show. Danny Long with the ASC certified technician Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive. And Nick, as usual, we got a bunch of folks we want to help out here before you take your leave. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Bridget's first up here. Bridget, thanks for waiting. What is your question for Nick?
Well, actually, it isn't a question. I just wanted to thank everybody at Lloyd's, but especially Jim, who I spoke to a couple times this week. My daughter works out east for an agency where she cannot take her phone into work. So she had a problem with her vehicle, took it in out there to a dealer where she bought the car and had some things, an oil change and whatever. Within 24 hours of getting that car back, she was on the beltway and the car just died. Everything, every light on the dash lit up. Ooh. And and it turns out that according to Jim, he thought that maybe when they flushed the radiator, they didn't put fluid back in the radiator. So the engine got so hot, burned some other things in the engine. They ended up having to replace the engine and put a new radiator in. But in speaking with him a couple times this week, he was instrumental in telling me what questions to ask them and how to handle it. He was very, very patient, very knowledgeable. I really could not have gone through this without him.
Wow.
And I'm, like I say, running interference for my daughter who cannot call him on her cell phone. So she was on the beltway for over 2 hours and it was 94 degrees.
Oh my goodness. Bridget, that's a great story. I mean, you don't hear that. Jimmy's a great guy.
Jimmy's a really good guy. He's been doing it longer than I have.
He has.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, what a great story, Bridget. Thank you. And I'm glad it turned out. You guys impart, even if you don't do business with Lloyd's, you help out.
A phone call is always easy to take.
That's
why we're here, phone calls.
Absolutely, again. All right, thanks, Bridget. Let's move on to Balsam Lake. I believe Thomas is there with a question for you. Go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, I've got a 2007 Ford Expedition EL with 253,000 miles. It's been a great truck. I got something weird going on here. It intermittently, all of a sudden, you put the key in, the lights all turn on, and the battery acts like it's dead. I mean, there's just nothing. You jump it, it starts right up. This is what I've done to check things. I took it home, drove 2 miles after that, and took it home, and every 10, 15 minutes, I'd go outside, see if it start right up, never charge the battery. It'd go for 3-4 days, and then just all of a sudden, boom, it'd do that again.
Well, two things, I guess. You know, my first thought is maybe something wrong with the starter motor or a connection. You know, you got a few miles on that vehicle. I think it's worth saying, you know, maybe take those battery cables off, make sure there's a good clean surface on both ends there, reinstall them, tighten them up, see how that goes. Otherwise, have somebody put a meter on there when you're trying to start the vehicle. And if we have an issue where there's a voltage drop, you know, where we're losing enough power somewhere, or if the starter itself, after 250,000 miles, maybe that starter is getting worn and you're hitting a spot every so often where it just doesn't want to engage, where there's not enough power to get the thing turning. So that'd be my thoughts on that.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Thomas. In the meantime, let's go to Ogilvy. I think Debbie is there. Hi, Debbie. Hello, Debbie.
Hello. 1950 Plymouth Deluxe, and it ran out of gas on us, and we filled it up, and then it ran itself all the way home. Well, the next time we took it out, it did fine, and the third time we took it out, it stalled and wouldn't start. And so my husband got out, and he tapped the top of the carburetor, and all of a sudden then it would start, and it ran itself home. So are we going to have continuous problems with this now, or what do we do about a situation where it ran out of gas and now it's probably got dirt in there, doesn't it?
There you go. I was just going to say that. I think that there's some sediment that came off the bottom of the tank that made its way in the fuel lines, which worked its way to the carburetor. Have somebody take the carburetor partly apart, clean out those bowls, that area where the fuel is collected and the engine runs off of. I think you're right on. I think there's some dirt in there. There's not a really good way to clean out the bottom of a fuel tank. You know, that whatever's in the bottom of the tank's been there for, 70 years. So, I think, from now on, keep it full, but I think somebody might have to take that carburetor partly apart to at least clean out those passages, make sure there's no debris in there.
All right. Very good. I think we have time, Nick, for one more call. Carl is calling in from St. Paul, I believe. Carl, you're on CCO. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Say, I got a question for you. I've got an 02 Ford Ranger and I've used a Phillips Trop Arctic 530 in it. Would it hurt to use Mobil 1 in it?
Brands don't mean a whole lot, I guess. I mean, they do. I mean, there's a lot of engineers and marketing behind all these brands. I think if you use a good quality motor oil, price, like I said earlier, kind of dictates it. I think that the Trap product's probably a fine oil. I think Mobil 1's a fine oil. It's usually the off-brand stuff or the things that are way less money than the others usually don't line up. So if you're looking to change, I don't think that'll hurt. The Mobil 1 might cost a little more money. Maybe you can run it a little bit longer. You know, it's a brand, it's a preference, you know, so I don't have any issue with that. As long as you're willing to, you know, I wouldn't jump around a whole lot. If you're making the change, you're going to continue with that. That's probably fine. But there you go.
All right. We have, Nick, a couple of minutes to go before we bring in Jack Farrell. I don't want to forget our texters either. Here's one. It says, if I only drive a few thousand miles during the year, should I still have my oil change spring and fall as I used to do?
At least once a year with good quality oil. You know, we have varying temperatures here in the state of Minnesota, as we know. It goes from sub-zero to hot weather. I think a lot of that condensation that's collects into the oil. So getting a change at least once a year is a good idea. If you're using a little bit more than that, or if you're, you know, getting a look at the car twice a year is the other issue, too. So it's not just the oil, but the rest of the vehicle as they're getting up in the air and looked at, make sure there's no leaks, there's nothing come worn or loose. So once a year minimum, but twice, at least getting the car looked at twice a year is probably a good idea, spring and fall.
How about a quick one? 2010 Toyota Camry that eats tires. I religiously, texter says, rotate the tires, have the alignment checked diligently. What are your thoughts?
Maybe try a different brand. You know, tires are tough because, you know, it seems like they wear a lot faster, but there's a lot more needs and requirements out of the tires that we have on cars now. So if you're getting very short mileage out of them, try a different brand. You know, we like to sell Michelin at the shop because I feel that they wear the best, they wear the longest, they cost more, but I think you have a better product in the long run.
Okay, very good. And if you need some help and you want to get a hold of Lloyd's Automotive, how do you do that?
Well, we're at 982 Grand Avenue here in St. Paul. If you ever need to give us a call, we're at 651-228-1316. And then if you're at your computer, we're at lloydsautomotive.net.
Excellent. Enjoy the fair, Nick.
Thank you.
We'll see you out there at Lloyd's. Thanks very much. Sir. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.